Okay, back on Anchor. When was the last time you think we recorded an Anchor audio or video?
6 months? I don't know. 6 months.
Wow. I wonder if I could change this. Can I change that live? Does that still work? Test. I know everyone's who's going to listen to this is going to feel like it's a test like podcast, but it's actually us trying to figure stuff out, how to podcast. So we upgraded, Anchor upgraded, right? There's no longer a minute cut off. That's why we're back. What have we been doing since? Absolutely no podcasting since. So the fact that I got the prompt for Anchor to go up meant us getting this Yeti, which is awesome. Plug and play, which means I'd like to give a shout out to Nothing Bundt Cakes for sponsoring this podcast. They actually didn't sponsor it, but we still got Nothing Bundt Cakes. So it is the second week of the CrossFit Open.
March 1st.
March 1st. It is 3:16 Pacific, which means in three more hours, we will find out what workout we're going to attempt 15,000 times. Workout two. Two more hours. Okay, so in two more hours, we're going to find out what the workout is. So how's the open been for you, Casey? What year open is this? Hey, Coach Fern.
She's like, I'm out.
Out. What year open is this for you?
I think five.
Five opens. Fern, what year open is this?
Five.
Lucky number five. So how has the opening announcements, how has WOD 1 been compared to the last 5 years?
Well, considering I'm not in the shape I'm in.
What?
I was in last year. I know.
You can't.
Meaning I'm in better shape. I'm in better shape.
Way better shape.
It was good.
It was good?
18-1 was good? My goal in mind, getting at least 8 was solid, and I paced it.
Oh, congrats to the veteran pacing it. Some people call it pacing. Some people call it out of shape, right? It all depends. But, yeah, pacing was good. I was personally surprised it was a 20-minute workout for WOD 1.
Like,
right
it.
Out of the gate.
In so years I was like, I just work for 20 minutes, and that's it.
True. Well, in years of old, it's always been, like, 12-minute AMRAP or 9-minute AMRAP. They kind of ease the community of,
not
what,
this year,
500,000 people. This year, it seems like I have a guess that the funnel is going to be even steeper. Like, over the years, the funnel has been really steep, like muscle-ups, WOD 3.
I think it's this today.
We might get it. I think it's going to be a little bit steeper. But
let's do a chipper muscle-up and snatches.
I don't know why you're asking for that. I have no idea why you're asking for that. I want to see the WOD max YouTube video watching for time. I would crush that.
Savasana,
right? So WOD 1 went good for you, went good for me. I was surprised about the 20 minutes. I was surprised that we could keep a good controlled pace. I don't think anything was really out of comfort as
not
far as reps.
Not
the
last like 5 minutes for me.
Yeah, grip started going for me. My weak arm on the hand cleans were starting to go for me. How has it been for your beginners, right? We have some people that literally been here for like 2 weeks.
They're 3 weeks. Butt.
Yeah, the scaling. I think the scaling is appropriate. I think they're getting a great workout in, which is the primary.
Yeah.
Right. Secondly, I think it's really cool to get everyone together on a Saturday and push, especially for if you're new and feeling uncomfortable, you realize, A, everyone's uncomfortable during the open workouts.
Yeah.
And nothing is more motivating than having like 50, 60 people like cheer you on to finish. Which is
yeah,
cool.
No, our 9:30 was pretty epic. I saw a lot of the newbies really pushing it to the mm-hmm. point where they were tired after. They were sweating.
I definitely
you
saw.
You could tell they were out of breath. They were, you know, pushing the rep scheme, had to take breaks when they didn't think they were going to need to.
I think it was a good test of intensity for a lot of beginners.
Yeah.
Right? Because in the workouts, they have a tendency to shy away from load, intensity, power movements.
Yep.
Which is understandable because they're new and you want to make sure that you work on absolute strength and form first. But they were given the check and the green light to go. And we definitely saw some people push, which is always so much fun. And I think it's also fun for them to see the veterans go too and then just get just as smashed and it's just as uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Awesome. So what do you think? What do you think it's going to be workout two?
I think we're going to look into a chipper.
Chipper? No more bun cakes.
No more bun cakes.
No
for
more
you.
Bun cakes. For me
yeah,
or for
I'm
you.
Thinking he might keep it, keep us guessing. Like everyone's assuming a short. I think it's going to be something a little heavier, a little tougher.
Heavier. Do you think ladder? I think heavier ladder or. Yeah, heavier ladder or bring back, because we already did a triplet. I don't know. It could be just about anything. All I know is I'm looking forward to this year. This is 10 years doing it. So I actually look forward to this year more than any year because I think, A, I'm learning how to pace it this year.
Stick with me, Rob. Stick with me.
Yeah, I know exactly. I think the theme for me this year is one and done. I mean, I got caught up in the past of wanting to beat a score or thinking I can do better, whereas like I'm super comfortable just doing one and done and hanging out and celebrating other people. But that's the Open. So we're going to finish up soon because Coach Casey has to coach. But now that you've heard our views, we've seen beginners, what are three things you would tell someone who is walking into an affiliate, right, looking to join a CrossFit gym, and they hear this hoopla of the CrossFit Open? They're intimidated, A, just to join a CrossFit gym, let alone all the coaches be like, hey, you know what? Here's your second day. You should join the CrossFit Open with the rest of us. So what are the whys or why nots? Like, what are three and three?
Well, I would say even if you don't join or pay the $20, whatnot, do it for fun. Mm-hmm. So you know what the WODs are like. So when you do it next year, you get a little more pumped as opposed to steering away what a lot of people probably would just like avoid it and not show up at their Friday night lights or their Saturday, you know, their Saturday open WODs. I would say that, or just jump the gun, do it. You can always scale and, you know, you can always take a step back and just have fun with it.
I also think, and I can't tell you how many times over the years that when people jump in and they sign up and they join the community and they watch from afar, every year, handful of people say, I wish I would have done it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because what happens with the scaling is they realize it's just another class. That's all it is, except there's a bunch of people there cheering you on, right? Yeah. Just like class, but like a little bit more as far as intensity. So I think my two cents for if you just joined a CrossFit gym and if you feel comfortable, then signing up for the Open should be a no-brainer because it's just another class. That's all it is, another workout. If you're nervous about it, just know that the nerves is of anticipation for a lot of athletes.
Everyone has it.
The last thing I would say is most affiliates nowadays do intramurals, which is what we do to kind of even out the fields, to kind of bring that anxiety down. And all that means is you're part of a team. So it's not singular, right?
That
it's not
how well like you're alone.
Yeah. It's not how well you do, it's how well the team does. And at the end of the day, as long as you're contributing, you're helping the team out. Right.
Yep.
So I'm a big fan of the Open. I sign up every year. It's a good thing for me as a veteran to see where I'm at year to year. And when I first did it, I was blown away about how much energy can actually come from a workout, right? As far as like the community actually stepping up.
Yeah, you think you're pushing the limits when you have no clue till you actually do an open exactly. Wad with everyone cheering you
and
on.
And literally everyone PRs in the Open.
Yes.
Something, intensity, lift, load, volume, showing up to class.
Toes to bars.
Yeah. So for me as a coach, as a veteran, it's really inspiring, right? Because it makes me want to push harder. And I think for a lot of beginners, they don't realize, and it's something we strive to do every class, is they don't realize how amazing they really are until put under a little bit of pressure.
Yeah. A little pressure. A little fire.
Fire. Okay, Coach Casey, back on the podcast.
Oh, you're really going to post that?